This is On the Town from Classical South Florida. I'm Scott Blankenship. On the Town is generously supported by Nova Southeastern University, presenting sponsor, and Sabadell Bank and Trust, supporting sponsor of Classical South Florida's Play It Forward program. This week, a new website dedicated to music education for everyone has been launched by the New World Symphony. Arts Ballet Theater of Florida opens its 17th season with three ballets in one production, and the Broward Center becomes a one-stop shop for an evening out. The Broward Center has been steadily making upgrades and renovations recently, everything from improvements to the facility to its education and outreach programs. Kelly Shanley, president of the Broward Center, told me that one of the upgrades will be open for business starting this weekend.
Marty's New River Bistro. This is part of the new Huizenga Pavilion, which is right on the river with a great view of downtown Fort Lauderdale. And that'll be a place where you can dine right on site. So you can park once, come in and have a great meal, and then walk right over to the theater when you're done.
The Broward Center also has an amazing season ahead, with one of the most loved musicals in the world set to open their Broadway series next week.
Marty's New River Bistro opens with our opening Broadway performance, which is Annie.
This is a great opportunity for the whole family. Annie is just one of those shows that makes you feel good. And it's a perfect way to relive a bit of your childhood while getting kids interested in the theater at the same time. Plus, this production has a South Florida connection.
The lead role of Annie is being played by a South Florida resident. And so we've got a little bit of a local connection. That brings a little added value to the Annie performance and a great way to open up the season.
Annie opens next Tuesday the 7th at the Broward Center and runs through Sunday the 19th. For details and tickets, visit browardcenter.org. Have you heard about Musaic yet? Musaic is this really innovative project curated by the New World Symphony, America's Orchestral Academy, along with nine other music schools from around the world. Think of it as a big online classroom full of classical musicians and a continuously updated video library. Just as teachers have traditionally passed down knowledge to their students, Musaic provides access to classical music instruction and conversations for students and performers alike, no matter their skill level. Musaic is just starting out, but already it's an incredible compilation of masterclasses, performances, how-tos, and informative interviews with artists like Yo-Yo Ma, Christian Tetzlaff, Gil Shaham, and even Michael Tilson Thomas. Check it out online at musaic.nws.edu. Arts Ballet Theater of Florida and their artistic director Vladimir Asayev always strive to bring the most iconic ballets of the Russian repertoire to South Florida. And next Saturday the 11th, they'll open their 17th season with a tribute to Sergei Diaghilev, founder of the Ballet Russe. The opener includes a ballet that caused quite a stir when it premiered.
Rite of Spring, it's its 100th anniversary. When it first came out, there was a riot in the audience because nothing like that had ever been done before. It's a very verbose. However, now it's been celebrated year after year, and now we're doing it for the first time.
That's Lillian Hill, a dancer with Arts Ballet Theater of Florida since 2011. She said Program 1 will also include a ballet based on a poem called Spectre of the Rose, and a love triangle between puppets in Igor Stravinsky's Petrushka.
The ballerina loves the Moor. Petrushka loves the ballerina. The ballerina does not love Petrushka, and Petrushka is the only one with a soul. So he devotes himself to the ballerina, and the ballerina just, like, rejects him. And in the end, spoiler, the Moor kills Petrushka, and the ghost of Petrushka haunts the puppeteer in the end.
Program 1 with Arts Ballet Theater of Florida opens Saturday the 11th and runs Saturdays and Sundays through the 19th with performances in Fort Lauderdale and Aventura. You can find more information online at artsballettheater.org. In 1717, King George I planned a huge barge party on the River Thames, and the soundtrack was provided by George Frideric Handel. You can hear the Water Music Suite No. 3 with the Naples Philharmonic and Seraphic Fire's Patrick Dupre Quigley on the podium, plus music by Bach and Haydn on the program as well. It's one performance only on Saturday, October 11th at 8 p.m. at Artist Naples. Find out more online at artistnaples.org. That wraps things up for this week. This is On the Town. I'm Scott Blankenship.